give up the fight. We must be like Moses. We've got to keep on trying. Canaan land is just inside.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Tuesday night Bible teaching night. And I'm glad to, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad everyone that's here is here. So I'm scheduled to teach tonight. However, it's been a kind of a rough day for me, and a little bit of an exhausting day. I didn't. My dog, my basset hound, passed away. I guess it'll be early this morning. And, so it was neither my wife nor myself, slept really. And then, I wanted to cremate her. So I had to find a place to do it. And I finally got that. And then when we had prayer time this morning, I prayed about an hour afterwards that the healing of a broken heart. And then I got a call from a friend and I went over there for 2 hours to minister problems. So I am really, really washed out, folks. Big time washed out. I was here before the show and I fell asleep at the computer. So Sister Kathy, I'm confessing my sins. And on top of it all, the internet here is extremely slow. Now it's cold. Very cold here by Texas temperature, and I think that that has something to do with it. So I want to make it a prayer and music night. Is that okay?
Well, here's what I'm wondering, if we should just pray for you around the room and Eve will call in, and I know there's people here, and then you just call it a night.
Usually I perk up.
But you deserve it. You've been on duty all day. Yeah. I meant you haven't slacked off, and you didn't get good night's sleep last night, the night before.
No, that's right. So, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we would have no and if anybody wanted to stay in dial pad and pray longer, they would have that option to do that, but I just want you to think about that.
Let me see, Sister Kathy, how I am with the music. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, let me open the word of prayer. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you that we have meetings virtually. Well, yeah, Friday night too. I thank you for that, Lord, and we can come before you from all over the country and all over the world, and you answer our prayers, and we want to advance your kingdom here on earth. So I ask tonight would be a nice night, and that we'll give you all the glory and the honor, and whatever we do is always under the blood of the everlasting covenant that you made with us in Calvary or on Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so Dora, a basset hound, a real pet. She was very, very close to my wife, closer than with me, but she, you know, I still loved her and she still loved me. The way we got her was, we were at a restaurant north of where we lived in Pennsylvania, and they, in that restaurant, carried a local, I guess, newspaper, but they had advertisements in it for sale. So I always read through it, and then there it was, Basset Hound.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at, no, I marked it. I marked it. I put a circle around it, had my, and I turned around and I gave it to Nancy, because we had a Basset Hound that had passed away. Toby was his name. So I called, and the place was about a mile from where we were.
Wow.
So we went there, and there was Dora tied up on a chain, and the neighbors came over when they saw we were looking at her. The neighbors, she said to me, they're abusing this dog.
Said, oh, man.
Please take her, please. So we took her, paid $50 for her. And
how old was she?
She was about three to four years old at that point.
Wow.
So we've had her about 11 years now. She's just about 15, but her health was really failing. You could see it. In fact, yesterday morning, I said to Nancy, I said, I don't think she's going to live long. She passed away late that night. She was kind of fine in the morning. And then she was outside, and to make a long story short, she came down steps that I never saw her on. She ignored those steps. She came down the steps. Two at the bottom, she fell, and I think her legs just gave out, and she fell, and then she never recovered from the fall.
Well, you said she was blind too.
No, she was deaf.
Okay.
She was deaf. So she went up the steps to the second floor. And we were going to barricade it so she couldn't go up the steps, but she did. And then during the show yesterday, towards the end, I could hear her barking. She was upstairs. So I immediately after the show was over, I went upstairs, and she wanted to come down. But I guess she was afraid, so I helped her down, step by step. I helped her down, and I thought she wanted to go out, so I took her outside, and she just collapsed on the ground outside.
Oh, goodness.
But I couldn't pick her up. I mean, the Basset Hounds are long, and I didn't know if she had a broken hip or something, so I didn't want to pick her up like that. So I got a hold of my son. And he came over to help me pick her up, but she had gotten up in the meantime. And she came into the house, and we have a bed for right next to me here, to my left. So she was laying on it, and the whole family came over. My whole grandkids and my daughter-in-law came over. Mm-hmm. So everybody was upset. You know, you could see that she was really failing. And they left, and she got up out of the bed, and she walked into the kitchen and collapsed. She just collapsed on the floor. So I brought a mat. It's rather a big mat we have when you walk into the kitchen door. I put it next to her, so as soon as she got up, I was going to get that under, because she couldn't get traction on the kitchen floor. So I went back to sit back at the computer, and I heard Nancy yelling, "She's passed away, she's passed away."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so there she was. She had just passed away right there.
Mm-hmm. How's Danny boy taking it?
It's strange. He knows something is wrong. He's clinging to us. Before the show, I was sitting there talking to Nancy, and then he jumped up on my lap, and he was actually hugging me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and he's been clinging. He's all day long, he was getting toys and bringing toys to play with us, and he definitely knows something's wrong, definitely.
Yeah.
So the hard part was I couldn't leave her on the floor there, so I got her on the mat, and actually, it's sad. I had actually dragged her on the mat in the kitchen out, and I put her out into the garage, and then got a towel to cover her. So my son came this morning when I made the connection with the vet for the cremation, and he came over and we carried and put her into the back of the Jeep, and I took her over to the vet there, and they took her to cremate her.
That is so uncanny. I had an aunt and uncle in Miami, and they loved basset hounds, and they had two of them. And this big one's stomach drug the ground. Her feet were so short and her stomach was so big, but they had her cremated, and that was the first pet cemetery I have ever heard of. And that dog was buried in the Miami Beach Pet Cemetery.
Yeah,
after being cremated.
She's not being buried in any cemetery. My wife wants her ashes. I'm going to scatter them in the backyard.
Yes, that is wonderful.
But I can't, I've had so many dogs during my life. And I wrote that memoirs about my dogs.
Right.
That I cannot bury anymore. I just can't.
Yeah.
It's too traumatizing. So
it is. You can't, I mean, and there's just nothing but time to heal it. And I mean, just the ones we talk about that we had in our childhood is just as fresh of love as ever.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll see arguments about, will there be like pets in heaven? And I don't necessarily look for scripture for it. And what I believe is God is a good God. He's our Abba Father, and he's the creator. He created pets that we can relate to. They relate
exactly
to us. And so, yes, I do believe it's nothing at all for the Lord to resurrect our pets for us.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, it's nothing. Why we know there's animals there, you know, but
yep,
horses
snake
for sure. Yeah. So,
and he'll give us whatever. I mean, this sounds ridiculous, but he wants us to be happy, and animals surely make that happy factor accelerated. But who knows? Maybe when we get up there, he's going to be all we need. I don't know, but I'm believing I'm going to see my animals. I do.
Yeah, your cat there, Sister Kathy, that started all this.
Yeah, Abigail has
Abigail
to be up
Abigail
on
Abigail
a higher level.
Abigail.
Yep.
So,
that was the sweetest cat. And I had a cat named Jewel that was my favorite in the world cat, but I've never had a sweeter, more gentle and tender, never bad cat in my life as Abigail. And she was 13 years old.
Well, the end, put an end to this now. Both of us were very concerned about, because we knew Dora was weakening, but upstairs is where she wanted to go to bed. We were concerned about her falling down steps and busting herself up and maybe dying, falling with a big fall, or having to put her down. And then, so that didn't happen. And I didn't have to take it to the vet to put her down. And then she didn't suffer, really.
Right.
So we thank the Lord. And when it comes to the pets, I view the great memories that you had, the great comfort you have with them, and that.
Yes.
Okay, so you said you wanted to pray for me. I really appreciate that. So
Yes.
Yeah, see, Lord, the computer's not working right. It's very, very, very slow.
It is definitely, you're still there. So if you're, so Lord, I thank you so much for Chaplain John and Nancy during this time of grieving and loss of Dora. Lord, this is 14 years part of their life, and she's just going to be around every corner in their mind. So help them adjust to the fact that no more getting up at night, letting her out, no more worrying about her falling down the stairs. And it's just going to take time to heal that, Lord, and to help that not be so fresh in their mind. But bless them. And boy, how precious it was that she just went out easy. She was cremated. She's going to be just in the backyard forever. And thank you, Lord, for that. Now, Lord, Chaplain John is exhausted with the not good nights of sleep for the last week or so. And also from just the excitement of all the things that have been going on. And Lord, just thank you. Thank you that you're going to give him a good night's sleep tonight. And if he rouses up from sleep, he'll quickly return back
to
slumber. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the gift of sleep, and we need it. We would just absolutely go crazy without sleep. So help him start the restorative process tonight, Lord. And Nancy, the same. They've been through so much lately, God, and with the excitement of the Reagan coming and the wonderful Christmas they had, and even good excitement is excitement, and we need to rest from it. So thank you for that. Bless all the things that concern Chaplain John. Thank you for all the people that will be praying for him in the next few minutes, and just bless him right now, Lord, and let him not feel guilty about anything, because he worked all day today for your good and for your glory. And so thank you, God, for the blessing of Chaplain John, the blessing of Abba Father International Fellowship, the blessing of Trump getting elected. And there's just so much optimism for Trump and for the things that are taking place, and the for the concessions that are already taking place. Mark Zuckerberg said today there's going to be no more third-party fact-checking. They're going to just, it's just going to be, they're not going to just shut down the conservatives, Lord. Well, thank you for them waking up. But anyway, Lord, thank you for the positive, exciting, optimistic way that things are going to be in spite of the trials and troubles and tribulations that the other side wants to put on. But thank you, God. We give you glory, praise, and thanks. I do want to pray real quick for Michael and Robin, and for Mary Mosley, for Dave and Willie, for Pastor Dove, for Pastor Fred, and the others overseas, and just touch them all, Lord, and help everything clear up with Zephaniah, and just bless Jamil and all the things that go with that. And I pray that Egal had a wonderful meeting with Derek today, and just bless everything that concerns your kingdom. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's another thing. We had a wonderful prayer time this morning with Brother Egal, a Jewish believer from Israel. And he has a very nice ministry, an apologetics ministry, which, of course, I would be interested in. But we spent just about the whole time in prayer with him this morning. And Pastor Jamil called in. So Brother Egal and Jamil had prayer for each other, So it was quite a day this morning, Sister Kathy and Sister Sharon, with Egal calling in.
Yes, it was outstanding.
All right, Sister Sharon, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Yes, I sure will. Dear Father God, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you for Chaplain John. And I thank you for his dear wife, Nancy. And what they are going through right now is, it's a real heartbreak. It's a heart trauma. And we all go through that when we have pets and we lose our pets. And we do attach ourselves to our little four-footers and the birds too. And we just need to be able to comfort each other when it comes to a loss of a pet. And I just thank you, dear Father God, that we can all be here together with Chaplain John and with Nancy and actually the rest of the family, all who's next door, and would help them get over the loss of this very beloved dog. And we can thank you, dear Father God, that it didn't happen last week or 2 weeks ago, why all the whole family was busy during the Christmas and the New Year's holidays. That might have been a little bit much on the granddaughters and stuff. And I just thank you very, very much that that we are here to help hold up the fort for Chaplain John and for Abba Father International and stuff. And I'd like to thank everybody who's here tonight in Rumble and stuff. And Ariel tried to call me earlier, right about showtime. And she said, oh, heck, I know where I'll find Mom. So she came right to Rumble, and there I was on Rumble. And then she's been chattering away with us on Rumble and stuff. So, and it's always nice to have her talk to us in Rumble and stuff. And she's just a wonderful, wonderful person to be able to communicate with. And dear Father God, I do thank you for her, for the lovely young lady that she has grown to be. Yeah, and Bobby too. You know, Bobby's a wonderful young man. It's hard to believe that he's 50, but yep, he is. And I just thank you for my children. And they're all just right ready to help take care of me and stuff. And I do appreciate that. And to pray with me and to just be with me during any of these times, especially with on Chaplain John's prayer time and stuff. And I think, and it's just so nice to know that it's become a family thing, that we all love hearing Chaplain John and hearing his preaching, hearing his teaching and stuff. And we know that things will get back on a normal schedule before long, and Chaplain John will be all excited because he'll be asking me questions about that fun book of Revelations, and he'll want to know what I think of this or what I think of that. And you know, my head will just spin trying to think of something worthwhile saying. But I usually am able to come out and say something after he teaches and preaches stuff. But it is difficult, though, to sometimes have those right words and what to say. But I'm always so happy to try and stuff. And like we have Gigi and Randy, and they just love to give their opinion, and it's always so perfect. And everybody wants them to go first so that we can follow and with our opinion and stuff, and hopefully it fits and stuff. And I just pray, dear Father God, for everybody who's here in Abba Father International. And I just pray for everybody who's overseas. And I'm still concerned about Pastor Zephaniah, that there's not been any more word about what's going on over there. That is just very concerning. And I'm always so grateful to hear good reports, especially about Captain or Jamil and stuff. It is so wonderful. And I repeat this and I say it again and again, but it is so wonderful to see those little kids dancing on the stage or in front of the stage with their pamphlets, with their brochures and stuff that they were given. And I say this part again too, this is probably one of the few, if any, thing that they have that's written in their home language, and they can all sit and read their language and help each other learn to read their language. And I just think that it's a very, very important part. We all need to learn to read. We all need to be able to teach the next person how to read. And I'm just always so excited knowing that these children have these brochures and can learn to read and are learning to read. And I just thank you, dear Father God, for, again, for Abba Father International. And I just pray for everybody who's here tonight. We have people from Canada and people from just all around the world and stuff. And it's just so nice to know that these are our friends and stuff, and how important they are to us and stuff. And I hope that they understand how important they are to us. Oh, and on a report too, I guess I could say this. Charles got his tooth out today, and he seems to be recovering from it fairly well. And he's not nearly as worried about the recovery as he was at first and stuff. So he's doing well. And I just want to pray that he does stay continuing to do well. And that we all pray for that. And getting a tooth out is never easy. And we just want to pray for him and maybe suggest that he put some ice packs and stuff around his mouth and stuff. And so, dear Father God, we know we all belong here together. We all need to be here to pray for one another and with one another and for one another. And just like that Ernie Haas song that Rita introduced us to, is that somebody prayed for me. And that is such a wonderful, wonderful song that it would really be nice to hear. I think that would just cheer us all up and cheer up some more people who not heard it. And I just thank you, dear Father God, for that. And I thank you, dear Father God, for Kathy helping to lead the way with Chaplain being a little bit tired and just plain worn out. And she's right. He does need to get a little extra sleep. And I'd say she's more than right. She is 100% positively correct. He needs to get a little bit more sleep and rest and take care of himself and take care of Nancy, because we don't need any more falls or anything. So, dear Father God, I just pray for everybody in the household and everything, and I just pray that everybody does get their rest and their nutrition, and you take care of them. And in your name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, now we have Sister Rita.
Good evening, Chaplain John.
Hello, Sister Rita.
And hello to everyone out there. Okay, I'll go ahead and pray.
Thank you.
Father, I thank you that we are allowed as a country to come together to pray to you, and that our government hasn't stopped us from doing this yet. And I give you thanks, Father, for being born in America. For Americans, Father, are blessed. And it's because of your loving heart and how you are merciful to sinners, Father. And I give you thanks, Father, for all that you have provided to me. I stand, Father, today because of you. It is nothing that I have done, but it's because of what you have done for me. That is why I'm standing today, Father. Father, I pray for Chaplain John and Nancy. I ask that you would please strengthen and comfort their hearts during this time of loss of their precious pet, and that you will help them go through this trying time, Father. And Father, I pray for Chaplain John that you would guide and direct him in all that he teaches and what he writes. Bless and anoint the brochures that many souls would come to the saving knowledge of your Son and many hearts would be healed through them, Father. And Father, I give you thanks that Nancy is doing so well from the fall of her hip, and that I ask, Father, that you will continue to heal Nancy. And Father, I also pray for all the pastors and churches that's in the Auburn Father Fellowship. And I pray, Father, that you will protect these churches. They seem to be in countries that have a high population of Muslims. And I pray that you will protect them from these people, from the Muslims, and that you would put a hedge of protection around them, Father. And I pray for the churches, that the churches would grow in you, that they would love you and your Son with each passing day, Father. And I also pray, Father, that they won't be lukewarm to you or to your Son. I also pray, Father, for the people that is down in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida that are still living in tents, Father. I pray that you will give them adequate housing. I also ask, Father, that you would strengthen and comfort their hearts, help them to live under these trying conditions that they have to live in now, Father, and that it will be soon, Father, that they'll be able to have more of adequate housing. And also I ask, Father, that clothing and water and food be provided to these people. And I pray for America, Father. I give you thanks for America, Father, because in the whole world, Father, there's not a country that is like America, to where you could come to America, Father, you could be poor and still make something out of yourself, as long as you put work into it.
Yeah, Sister Rita, hello. Sister Kathy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, but she dropped off on mine too.
Okay, I can there hear she... you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we couldn't hear you. You dropped off.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. She's dropped out. Waiting for her to come back. Oh, there she is, because I have two exciting testimonies to tell you. Wait till you hear them. I nearly forgot them. Yes, Sister Rita.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just going to continue to where I where I know I was at.
Okay.
Okay, Prayed for America. I don't know if you heard that.
Yes, yes.
But okay, then I've been only off for a short time. Father, I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America. I pray that you would heal America and be merciful unto us, Father. And Father, I give you thanks with a heart full of gratitude that Trump is now registered. It's not the right word, but I can't figure out. It's certified.
Certified. Certified, yeah.
Certified to be the next president, to be our next president, Father. And it went peacefully, Father, with no disruptions or anything. And I give you thanks, Father. And I ask that January 20th will continue to be a peaceful transition of their administration. And I pray for Trump, Father, that he will love you more each day, Father. Father, when somebody loves you with all their whole heart and soul, they won't do no wrong, and they just want to do everything to please you. And this is what I'm asking for Trump, that he would love you with everything that he has, and that you would guide and direct President Trump in the direction that you would want him to go. I pray that you will strengthen and encourage his heart. And also, Father, I pray that you would bless his family and that you would protect Trump and his family from the evil men and women of this world, Father. And Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel. I pray for the Jews in Israel, Father, that they will come to the saving knowledge of your Son. And I pray for the Christian Jews in Israel, Father, that they would love you with all their heart, soul, and mind. And I pray for the IDF. I pray for these young boys and, well, they're not boys, they're men and women in the IDF, that you will strengthen their bodies, strengthen their hearts, and encourage them, Father. And I pray, Father, that they will come to know you, each and every one. Come to know your Son as the Lord and Savior. And Father, I pray for Netanyahu. Netanyahu has a great leader, Father. And I pray that you will strengthen his body and heal his body from the surgery that he just had recently. And I pray that you would protect him and put a hedge of protection around Netanyahu for the evil men and women that are trying to do him wrong, Father. And I pray, Father, more than anything, that he will love you. He will love you with his whole heart and soul, Father, and your Son. And I also, Father, pray this for his family, his wife, and his children and grandchildren. And bless his family, Father. And I pray, Father, that the relationship between Netanyahu and his wife would be a loving, sweet relationship, Father, that they will encourage each other, but that Netanyahu's wife would encourage him and be a helpmate to him. And Father, I pray for the orphans that is under the care of Bishop Reinhardt. I pray for their little hearts, that you would heal their little hearts, Father, because they have to be heartbroken from being an orphan, Father. I pray that you would strengthen these little hearts, encourage them, and comfort them, Father. And that, Father, that you would wrap your arms around them when they are scared and when they are lonely, Father. And I pray, Father, that you will, that they will come to know your Son. When they come to the age of knowledge, I'm not too sure if I'm saying that right, but to when they know right from wrong, that they will turn to your Son as their Lord and Savior of their lives, and that they will love you, that they, these orphans, will love your Son and you with all their heart and soul, Father. And Father, I pray for Bishop Reinhardt, that you will strengthen him and encourage him and guide and direct him, Father. That he will lead his church in the direction you want him to lead his church. And I also pray, Father, that you will protect his church in that wherever his church is, Father, that you are protected from other enemies that hate the Christian, that hate Jesus Christ, Father, that you would protect Bishop Reinhardt's church from the other religions that hate the Lord Jesus Christ and you. And Father, I pray for Larry that goes down to the abortion clinic. And Father, I pray for the abortion clinic that he goes down to, that he will, that you will anoint Larry and bless Larry in what he speaks to the women down there. And I pray to the women that goes down to that clinic that you will soften their cold hearts, Father, that they will repent from this wicked sin of killing their babies, and that they will repent and not do it, and that they would turn to your Son and to you, Father, as their Lord and as their Savior of their lives. I also pray for Lee's widow, how she has to start her life, Father, now without her other half. She's half gone, Father. The half of her is with you in heaven. And I pray, Father, that you would strengthen, encourage, and comfort her heart, her and her children and grandchildren, Father, from the loss of Lee, and that they will turn to your Son, Father, and to you for their strength, and that they will love you and your Son with all their hearts and soul and mind, Father. And I pray, Father, for Pastor Fred, that you will strengthen him, encourage him, and comfort his heart, Father, from the loss of his wife when she went home to you, Father, that you will comfort his heart. And I pray for his church, Father, that you would bless his church, and that they would be a light to the community that they are in, and that they will, and that this his church, Father, will not be lukewarm to you, but that they will love you with all their whole heart, soul, and mind, Father. And Father, I pray for everyone that is online and in the chat room and on Facebook and in X, strengthen and encourage and comfort each and every one of us, Father. For I pray this in the holy and precious name of my Lord, my Savior, my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Rita. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I wanted to share the testimony
Hang on here before. Brother Charles is here. And then Gigi and Randy. Hello, Gigi and Randy.
Yes, hello. We are looking forward to the testimonies.
Oh, okay.
And thank you, Rita. So and thank you, Rita, for bringing everything.
Yes. Yeah. So here's what happened. Through Brother Michael. Now, if you go down in the morning, you'll Brother Michael comes on quite a well, not lately, but he's been on quite often. Anyways, through him, I've become good friends with him here in the Houston area. He introduced me to Keith. And Keith has a ministry with the veterans. He has a big heart for the veterans. So about 6 months ago, Keith called me. He emailed me with a missionary in Turkey that he has known for years. And he said he contacted the missionary about my Broken Hearted brochure. And the missionary is very interested in it and asked me to send it. So Keith sent me an email with the contact information. So I sent it, but I never heard from him again, and I forgot it. So today I'm talking to Keith, and he told me that that missionary is on fire there in Turkey with the Broken Hearted brochure and what it's doing, winning Muslim Turks to the Lord. Isn't that amazing? That is like, wow, wait. So there's something going on in Turkey now. With Luke 4:18, see that I don't want to say it's magical, but in a sense, I'm not being disrespectful, but Luke 4:18, when it's King James, because so many of the other translations have left out, he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. But when that's ministered to, when it's preached, look at the results. So here, this is going on in Turkey, and I completely forgot it. I had no knowledge whatsoever that there was a really, according to Keith, a fantastic work for the Lord now in Turkey with healing the broken hearts.
Just oh, my goodness. If today could get any better, right?
Right. So I get a call. I call him Brother Butch, and Brother Butch is he makes videos, high tech stuff, and he's like interviewed me a couple times in his studio in Pennsylvania. So I've become friends with him through the years. I'm going to tell you a funny story about Butch after I finish this. So he calls me today, and immediately I knew something was wrong with him. So I said, Butch, what's going on? He says, I had a stroke. I said, really? And he goes, yeah, it was really severe. And, but Butch is a fantastic, in the world, he was a professional musician, and he played the bass. But he got out of it for the Lord, and he's he produces all sorts of videos. And he has a little studio, and he has a big size truck, and he goes around most of the East Coast, Northeast, and he will set up and like he would be the type of guy that would go to the inauguration and set his truck up and do fantastic videoing of the inauguration. That's the type of stuff he does, but for the Lord. So he goes, yeah, and I could still hear he wasn't sounding right, and I said, but I'm doing better. He said they had the rehab center I'm in had some musical instruments, and I started to play it, and he said it was a healing. He said it was like healing me. I said, wow, Butch, that's tremendous. And he goes, yeah, my balance is back. He said, I'm probably about 90% back. And I said, wow. He said, but I want you to know this. When I was in the rehab center, I saw so many people with broken hearts.
And he said, I preached that message of yours and taught that and shared that message of yours on Luke 4:18. And he said, the staff was coming to me. He said, the nurses, they were crying and they wanted their hearts healed. I said, Butch, did you start a revival in this rehabilitation center? He goes, yeah. He said, it was like a revival. It spread and the people wanted me to pray for them and wanted me to pray for them. Now that's
wow.
Both.
Wow.
First came Keith and then came Brother Butch.
That is outstanding.
Yeah.
There is something that is waking people up now. It's kind of like they're grabbing hold and Katie bar the door. We're going through, you know.
Well, the Lord has opened. I prayed with Butch and the Lord opened his eyes up. I don't know how long ago it was, but I prayed with him and he's telling me today when I'm talking to him, he goes, you know, I see it now. He goes, so many of those preachers have broken hearts. And they're not ministering to people with broken hearts because they don't even know how because their hearts are all broken. He says to me, I see it. I see it. I said, yeah, Butch. Yeah. God's showing it to you. He goes, oh, this is so important. He said, I ministered to so many Christians with broken hearts in that rehab center.
That is amazing.
So here's the funny story about Brother Butch. He lives in Media. It's kind of ironic because of his ministry, Media, Pennsylvania, which is near Philadelphia. So it was about an hour and a half with traffic more for me to travel to his place to do the interviews and things like that. So my daughter-in-law, Jesse's wife, wanted to go to some places on the outskirts of Philadelphia to take the family there. So I had a van and I said, yeah, everybody can meet at my house there. So John's wife and the kids were there. Nancy came, Kirsten came, and I guess that was it. So we're going to these various places. And she says to me, all right, the last place is this arboretum. And they have a fantastic collection of trees and shrubbery from all over the world there. And I said, that name sounds familiar. So we're driving there and we're coming from the opposite direction that I drove to get to Brother Butch's place. So I said, this is really, and where is this located? So she says, Media. I said, Media? I said, that's the arboretum. I call him Brother Butch. Everybody calls him Butch, but I call him Brother Butch. I said, Brother Butch lives right across the street from that arboretum, a good friend of mine. So Nancy is saying to me, come on. He goes, come on. It can't be all the ways we're hours from home and you have a good friend at we're going to this arboretum. I said, yeah. But I said, I'm confused because we're coming from the opposite direction. So we turn. And I said, this is the place, Brother Butch. So I don't know why, but they didn't believe me. They're all in the van. And I said, I'm going to his house, and I'll prove it to you. So I pull up, and I turn. Instead of going left into the arboretum, I turn right. And they said, where are you going? I said, I'm taking you to Brother Butch's house. No, go to the arboretum. I pull up in the driveway. I said, do you believe me now? They said, don't knock on the door. I said, I'm going to see if he's home. So I go up there and I knock on the door at his house. And his wife came out. She said, oh, I'm sorry, he's not home. So I'm standing there talking to him when I wave over to the van. They thought I was playing some sort of a joke on them. And it was I went right to Brother Butch's house there in Media, Pennsylvania, right at the entrance to this renowned or world-famous arboretum. So how's that, Sister Kathy?
That is priceless. I mean, that is totally amazing.
So then a day or two later, he called me. He said, I heard you're at my house. And I said, yeah, I told him what happened. So he started to laugh.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
They believe you now, don't they?
Yeah. So Brother Butch is now like an evangelist. He's like a Luke 4:18 evangelist.
That is awesome. Well, I'm really sensing that too, because first of the year, January 1st, it was like, there's something that needs to be penetrated. There's something that needs to be attacked. There's a new direction of ministry that needs to go forth to minister to people that have been, that are in a different dynamic now. They were able-bodied and able to go about and do, and so there needs to be some other area they can function in that's not so physical. And yeah. So I'm just praying into that the Lord just shows us what to do and how to reach these people that are in the latter years of their life.
Yeah, that would be nice. Oh, in nursing homes and rehab centers.
Well, that's gone on. Yeah, that's gone on pretty much forever, you know, and so that's up and running. This is kind of like a different dynamic sort of thing. Like they're still either in a not nursing home, but not old, but just not able to, like on a walker and things like that they're just not able to go to a conference or teach exactly. So it's going to be very interesting. And it was so special because I did the thing, you know, with the radio things with the scripture and the prayer. And today the man called and said, we want to thank you for, you know, putting the program on. And do you have any other ideas? We're just reaching out to see if we can help you in any other way. And I said, well, not yet, but I'm keeping that on the table because that may be what the Lord has us do. I don't know, but we're just coming together for a meeting to see what the Lord is showing each of us to brainstorm, in other words. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Anyway, there is various avenues that we can use to reach people for the Lord.
Amen. So, it is a wide open opportunity for sure.
It's in the afternoon. I'm talking with Keith, and he was telling me what's going on in Turkey with Luke 4:18 and healing the brokenhearted. And then a short time later, I get a call from Brother Butch. I haven't spoken to Butch in quite a while. And there he tells me a story about the stroke and ended up in a rehab center. And I said, what did you do? Start a revival there? He said, yeah. He said, the nurses were coming. The therapists were coming. And they were crying and telling me about their broken hearts. And I was praying over them. I said, that away, brother.
Wow.
And he says to me, this is apparently the first time it happened. He said, it works. That's what he says. It works.
Wow.
He said, would you pray for the healing of the broken heart? It works. It works. You're right. He said to me, you're right. It works. I said, just follow the ministry of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is going to bear witness to it.
Amen.
All right. So I think we've got Gigi here to go and Randy.
Okay. Well, what an interesting day, John.
Yes, very interesting.
Up and down and up.
Yes.
I wanted to make a comment to you. I went back and I looked at those odd emails from Zephaniah.
Yes. And I got an idea too. Go ahead.
Okay, maybe you have the same idea because I was reading it to Randy. And the second one is asking for money for his son.
I think that those are pirated emails or whatever. They stole the computer.
Right. Yeah, from his computer,
yes.
I'm thinking. And maybe they're recognizing that because he's asking for money for his son, that maybe they can get money.
Yes. Yeah, because I saw the second one, and it's not related to anything that's going on.
No, it's not, and it's old.
Right.
It's old. And so we started praying about that. I was feeling really concerned about that. So I'm going to go ahead and pray for that. But since Miss Rita so aptly prayed for everything, I should have had a list and take it off because I can't think of what to pray for. I think she was doing a wonderful job. And that was wonderful. But I'm going to ask you I'm going to pray for Zephaniah and the whole situation. But I'm going to ask you, what would you like me to pray for? Because you had the teaching is tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So and I was going to pray for that.
Yeah. And ask for a supernatural anointing from the Lord on 1 John.
Okay.
Again, it's tedious. And when I say tedious, I don't mean to complain because I'm not complaining at all. But it's very time consuming. And it's like little tiny baby steps at a time, which is, well, maybe it has to be for me. But just a great, and I'm really enjoying 1 John and a great anointing on it to present it. In the way that it's written, it's meant for us to have fellowship with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, and that our joy may be full.
Okay. I will, and then I need to ask you a quick question at the end, okay?
Sure.
And is there anything else that I need to pray for?
Yeah. The last 2 days have been wonderful with Nancy. In our hip. So if pray for the, you could thank the Lord for that she didn't need an operation and that there'd be a real acceleration in the healing of her hip.
Okay. I will. And I'm also going to pray for Greg's wife. I'm a little concerned about her.
Yes. Deanie is her nickname.
Yeah. I know who she is. Yeah. Okay. So, Lord Jesus, you are going to be exalted above the whole earth, and we are looking forward to your coming, and we pray that you would come, soon, Lord. We thank you for the good things that are happening, and we're asking you for protection because we know all this cold weather, this is not normal. Everywhere that it's happening, Lord. So we're praying for protection from what is going on around the earth, but especially across the United States. And I know that Rita prayed for this, but I am praying for those poor people in North Carolina that are still living in tents. And we want to bless the Amish people that have gone there and have been building small houses to house them in such a way that they're acceptable for zoning. And so we just pray mercy on them, Lord. We have friends near Asheville, and they've been helping too, Lord. So we want to lift up the churches and the individuals and all the people that are in that area that are trying to help and trying to restore. And we pray for protection against this very cold weather and all the snow. There's supposed to be even more snow coming and freezing. And so please watch over our electrical grid and our gas supplies and our water supplies and everything that is needed to help people. And we just are praying for your mercy on our country. And you know that there are such evil players in the background. We can't even imagine. We don't want to imagine them, Lord, but we're asking you to reign and rule over everything until you come. And I like what John has prayed in the past, that you would push back this evil
Yes.
Until you come, and so that the evil can reign and rule in the tribulation period still under your hand, Lord. And I was looking at the scripture again that says that you, it says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And Lord, we thank you that those things, the two of them have already come to pass, but we are looking forward to the entire government and the entire reigning and ruling over a new planet and a new heavens and earth. And we are really looking forward to that, Lord. But we're also asking you for a massive, massive outpouring. Thank you for this gentleman. We pray that you would heal him completely, Butch, that you would heal him completely. Thank you that he rose up and did what you called him to do, no matter what was going on. We thank you that he used his musical talent and you used it to start healing him, and we pray for a complete restoration for him, and that maybe this would be a start of a ministry for him. So we just want to pray protection over he and his wife and all those people that he's been ministering to. And Lord, we lift up tomorrow night, and we pray that John would have adequate sleep tonight.
Yes,
so he
yes,
could be ready to go tomorrow. And tomorrow evening, and we pray that he would have a clear mind and that you would anoint him in a mighty way, Lord, to teach your word. And we thank you that we're the test case, and we have the benefit of hearing all of this and asking questions and making comments. It's so wonderful. How many people get to do that? Nobody. So we're just grateful for that. Thank you for John's ability to endure with us. And so we just are praying a blessing that there would be a lot of people come and a lot of people that would learn and be transformed. That's what your word does. It's not just learning with you, Lord. It's a transformation, because your word is quick and powerful. And so we're just praying over all of them. We pray protection over them. I don't know if there's more weather coming there tomorrow, but we just pray protection over all of that. We thank you in advance for all the good and wonderful things that you're going to bring out of that teaching, and that people would actually receive healing in their body, soul, spirit, mind, and heart from understanding your word in a special, deep way, that they would be connected to the word. So we just thank you for that opportunity for him. Bless that church. Actually, there's two churches. Bless both of those churches, Lord, and encourage them all. And we pray that there would be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that would start at those churches and spread out. And we just want to thank you that you are so faithful to us, that you love us, and that you have given us a love that we can share with other people. And we want to thank you for the many, many answers to prayer. We thank you that Nancy's doing better. Thank you so much. She didn't have to have surgery. And we pray that you would completely heal her and restore her, Lord. And I pray that you would comfort them. Not an easy thing to lose a pet. And so we are praying, all of us are praying, that you would comfort them, Lord. And we want to...
Hello?
Yeah, just muted me.
No, I didn't do anything.
That's weird, because I didn't touch anything, so that neither, was weird. It said I was muted. Okay.
Neither did I.
Okay. I'm sorry?
No, I didn't say a word.
No, there's something in the background.
Okay, hang on. Okay, everything is sealed now.
Okay. And Lord, we want to lift up Bernadine to you, Greg's wife. And Lord, have mercy on her. Have mercy on him too. But have mercy on her, Lord. Hers was really a traumatic injury. And she had another traumatic injury some years ago. I think she broke her ankle. So, Lord, we are praying that you would strengthen her and deliver her and protect her while she's in rehab, and that they would do everything correctly, that there wouldn't be anything wrong, that she wouldn't be exposed to any diseases, and that you would just watch over her, put a hedge of protection around her, Lord, and that you would raise her up, and that you would protect Greg. And I think it's her son that is there. So we just want to lift her up, lift up that family, Lord. Watch over them. Heal whatever needs to be healed. And that you would protect them, Lord. And we just want to thank you and praise you. And, Lord, we want to lift up Pastor Zephaniah and this whole situation that has happened. And also with this weird email. So, Lord, we're praying that you would give him favor. I like what Pastor Fred said, that he was asking for you to send your angels. So that's what I'm going to pray, just exactly what Pastor Fred prayed, that you would send your angels to minister to them, that you would protect them and deliver them. And we're asking that law enforcement, military, locals, officials, whatever it is, Lord, you would give Zephaniah and the church their favor with them, and that they would straighten out this situation, and that these people wouldn't try to defraud anybody, and that you would protect all of us and our contacts with him, and that you would just remove whatever this barrier that has been in the area that they are. Lord, have mercy on the Christians there. Have mercy on Zephaniah and Pastor John and Gladys and their families, Lord. And that you would protect them and you would deliver them. And somehow, some way, Lord, somebody would be able to get in touch with John, so that we can pray even more with more knowledge about what's going on, Lord. So we're just praying for mercy. That's what I'm asking for, Lord. Mercy, and to send your angels to watch over them, to deliver them, and to protect them, and to provide everything that they need. And so, Lord, we are looking for your soon return. We thank you for what's going on in our country, and we continue to pray for an outpouring over each one of us so that we all could preach the gospel, heal the sick, and cast out demons, and heal the brokenhearted. And thank you, what a wonderful thing that has happened in Turkey and all across the world. There might be things going on, just like John didn't know what was happening in Turkey, but we are praying a blessing over all of the literature,
yes, Lord,
the pamphlets, the books, and that one person might get saved, and then they would give those things away to somebody else or lead somebody else to Christ. So we're just praying it would spread far and wide. Time is really short, Lord. And so we just want to thank you in advance for all of the incredible things that you have done. And Kathy, did you say that Charles had a tooth pulled?
Sharon did, but yeah, he had a tooth extracted, and it was pain-free, and he's recovering well. But
okay, well, I'm going to just go ahead and pray for that. So, Lord, we lift up Charles to you, and we ask you that there wouldn't be any kind of infection or any other issues, and that it would heal quickly, and you would encourage him, Lord. And we thank you that it wasn't painful. So we just ask you for healing for that. And I do want to lift up Sharon to you and pray that you would encourage her you would strengthen her and you would heal her completely, Lord. We'd like to see her walking and we'd like to see her be able to go outside. And we pray a blessing over Bobby too, that you would strengthen him and encourage him. And I just pray over each and every one of us that you would lead us and guide us in a way that is eternal, that you would bring people into our paths that we can share the gospel with or encourage if they're Christians or pray for healing of the broken heart. So we just want to thank you and praise you in advance. You are a great God. You are the only wise God, and we love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Wonderful
John,
prayer. Yes.
I'm sorry. I just wondered if maybe we should block that email from Zephaniah.
Well, you could. I want to see what's going on. Well, you know.
No. So. It's fine. But I think that the rest of us maybe that have received that might not be a bad idea to block it.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Because it doesn't fit.
Okay.
It doesn't fit. It looks like those have been, they're counterfeit.
Yeah. Okay, well, I didn't mean for you to do it. I'm just talking about maybe those of us that receive it might be not a bad idea.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, John.
And Chaplain, can I ask Gigi something?
Sure.
I think it was last night. I was thinking it was today, but I don't. But Gigi, were you on when that man called that is part of the My Shalom teaching?
Yeah.
That was so amazing when you were praying about that people would be blessed by it. I thought about him, and it was like he's inviting anybody that needs to hear right. about it. It was so sweet. So I just want to make sure you heard that good report.
Yeah, I did. Thanks for bringing that up, Kathy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Now, the last one in line here, the first shall be last, and that's Brother Charles. Brother Charles, I'm gonna give you an out today. If your tooth is really bad and you can't pray, that's fine, because you've got to follow Sister Rita and Gigi and Kathy and Sharon.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, right. So I'm giving you an easy out, but you could say you're too.
No, sir, I'd like to pray.
Okay. Hey, wait, Sister Kathy, do you see the difference in Brother Charles?
Wow. I mean, and I love it. And I mean, he's undaunted. Yeah.
Yes.
Of course,
yes.
We did promise him he could go first. So tomorrow night, that'll work, Charles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to go before Rita.
All right, Charles.
And I do appreciate that, Gigi. Thank you so much. Well, I just, Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight and ask if anybody has time to pray for my brother. He quit drinking, but now he's suffering from severe depression. The doctor, of course, gave him an antidepressant, but it's not effective. He needs the Broken Hearted brochure, and I'm going to email you, chaplains, if you send me five of them.
Sure.
I just ask, Lord, that you just break through, break through that broken heart. And I need to arrange, hopefully Chaplain John can speak with him soon. I just, Lord, you can, all things are possible with you. And with prayer, we've seen the power of prayer, whether it's President Trump, or whether it's Israel, or we've witnessed your power and your through the prayers of the remnant, Lord, you do mighty things because of the prayers of the remnant. So I just ask, Lord, that you heal him, and that you heal anybody with a broken heart. We've got all around us wherever we go, whether it's the grocery store or the anywhere, we're surrounded by people with broken hearts. And Lord, I just look forward to the day when all hearts will be healed of the believers. And thank you for Chaplain John's work the tireless work that he puts into all this stuff. And it's just so wonderful, the messages that he gets across. And I pray for Pastor Zephaniah, Lord. That's so horrible what happened to him. He did. It just breaks my heart. These Muslims are purely of the devil. And but yet we've seen that they can be saved. They are open to the gospel. But when they're stuck in that Islam, when they're stuck in it, it's satanic, and their hearts are hardened. So Lord, I ask you to please pierce so many of those hearts. I've heard reports of widespread amounts of these Muslims are having dreams of Christ. And Lord, I know that you're working with them, that you want them to be saved. So I just come before you, Lord, tonight with all these petitions. And I thank you for the prayers that have gone up. Wonderful, wonderful prayers from these sisters in Christ. And it is hard sometimes to go after them, but because, you know, I can kind of think I'm doing a lesser job, but you don't grade us, Lord, on our prayers. And you just hear us. You're hearing us now. We're two or more gathered in your name. You are in the midst. So thank you, Lord, again. And I do appreciate Chaplain John allowing us to pray over the line. And because it reaches so many people, and so many people will pray for people like my brother. So in conclusion, Lord, I want to also pray for Israel, Lord. President Trump said today that all hell's going to break loose. Those are his words. If the hostages aren't free by the time he gets in office, Lord. And I know that he's serious. And so I think there's about to be a breakthrough. I can see it. So I pray for that breakthrough, Lord, and that whatever hostages are still alive are released. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Chaplain.
Yeah. Yeah, Charles. Thank you. Such a wonderful, been a wonderful prayer time. And I know I'm tired, but I'm functioning. So we've just had a wonderful prayer time here. Okay. Now, did I promise anyone the first song? It's usually Rita. Did I promise you?
You probably do owe her one.
Well, I can't remember him owing me one, but I'll take it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let me wait just a minute, Captain John. Let me, I know which one. Ernie Haas, Glory to God in the Highest.
Okay.
I haven't requested that in a very long time. So, and thank you.
Okay. We got it.
Okay, thank you, Chaplain.
Oh, they're singing on that same stage, the ones that sing Jerusalem. What is their name? Family that sings.
Oh, the Hoppers?
Yes. I recognize the stage. Here we go.
Fear not, the angel said, behold, the Messiah's come, the one of whom you've read. They spoke to men that day, the heavenly host around the throne joined in to say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, the goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest, glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen.
Today, the wise men come, offering their praise to God the Anointed One. And as they spoke, their heart felt up. This glorious sound was on my ear from above.
Oh, yeah. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, the goodwill to men. Heavenly
angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing for him. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God, it's God in the highest honor. Your good will to men. Heaven, the angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem.
Good selection. Good selection. Hang on now.
John saw a sin that could not be hid. John saw this city. Oh, yes, he did. John caught a glimpse of the golden throne. Tell me all about it. Go right on around. He saw a crystal sea. There's got to be more. What will it be? I want to go to that city he saw, New Jerusalem. Jerusalem, I want to walk your streets that are gold. City of God.
but he did not see night.
The Lamb of God, well, he must be the light.
And he saw the saints to worship the great I Am,
and cried, worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
I want to go to that city he saw,
New Jerusalem. Streets that are golden, and I want to run where the angels have trod. Jerusalem, I want to rest on the banks of your river, and that city, the city of God.
That was, I haven't heard that in a while, and I was really, they're really good, Sister Kathy. I mean, really good. This is amazing. Hang on here, I've got one. Here we go.
We will walk hand in hand.
Okay, so there, let's see what time it is. Yeah, we got time for two more songs. So let's see who. Brother Charles, what song would you like?
Can you hear me, Chaplain?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. This one's for Des. 10,000 Reasons, please, Chap. Thank you. Hey, Chap.
Yes.
What do you think President Trump means by he's going to unleash hell over there?
Say that again.
What do you think President Trump means when he keeps saying that he's going to unleash hell over there?
He's not bluffing. Hey, it turned out good, didn't it? About the being certified, it kind of went like I thought it would. Yeah, it was a dead end road for them to try and push that. It means he's going to probably maybe the American. He might even land the Marines there.
Yes, sir.
And he'll bring in all sorts of bombing. And he'll tell Hamas, we're going to utterly, totally crush you. We'll obliterate you until, you know, you release the hostages.
Yes, sir.
I don't think that they'll stand up. I think they'll release them.
I think so, too. Because
there's no one behind them. Who's supporting Hamas? You know, Hezbollah has been crushed. Syria is non-existent as they knew it. And Iran is rolling over, dying, playing dead. So I think him telling we're going to send the Marines in and we're going to devastate you until those hostages are released.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly what Muslims respect. Exactly.
Absolutely. It's always got to be force.
All of this liberal, hard left, al-Gooey type of let's reason and let's talk and let's work this out. No, not with Islam. Power is what. That's what Mohammed was. So here we go.
Yes, sir.
10,000.
Thank you, Captain.
Okay. 10,000 reasons.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day gone. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, let me sing, we'll be we'll be right back.
Sung a lot of hymns tonight. My favorite hymn writer was Charles Wesley, and his very last hymn he wrote, age 81 on his deathbed, says this: in age and feebleness extreme, who shall a helpless worm redeem? Jesus, my only hope thou art, strength of my failing flesh and heart. Oh, could I catch one smile from thee and drop into eternity? Does anyone feel that unshakable hope and love for Jesus Christ in this place tonight? Yes, on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come. Oh, Jesus, still my soul, sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Oh, it's gonna be forever. Say, bless the Lord, my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship Him so
Well, that was a real good night. I am wide awake, but I will be going to bed very soon. Well, I never wasn't wide awake. It's just I'm not as tired as I was. So God bless everybody. It's a wonderful night, wonderful prayer night, wonderful testimony. Today was jam-packed. I forgot. We're so jam-packed, I forgot to tell you what the Lord's doing in Turkey with the ministry and in the rehab center in Philadelphia. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Amazing. And that's all because of prayer, folk. That's the force that breaks through, is God's prayer. A prayer to the Lord and the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Tomorrow morning, we'll be streaming. And then tomorrow night, I will be at, it's actually Word of Life. It's what they call it on Wednesday night. But my shalom merges with it, and I'll be teaching on Revelation, mid-tribulation. So God bless everybody. Thank you for coming, and hope to see you tomorrow morning, and Lord willing, tomorrow Wednesday.
Oh God of burning, cleansing flame.
Send the fire.
your blood-bought gift, today we claim.
Sanctified today.
Well, God of Elijah, here are